It's 10 o'clock, and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Caitlin Stoyanovsky, here with Sarah DeMille and Rushman Lucknoth. It's a beautiful sunny day outside our East York studios. Keep the jacket, because it's already a cool 3 degrees and going to warm up to only 15. Now, here are the headlines. Savage attack leaves dog owner disfigured. All huff and no puff in commuter battle for transit city. And a Christmas massacre nightmare ends with a guilty verdict. Now, to our top story. A man is being treated for facial disfigurement after a brutal attack Thursday morning. The 23-year-old was cut in the face, neck, and back by two assailants behind his Generation Boulevard apartment building. He was out walking his dog when the two armed men approached him. The assailants stole the boxer mix after stabbing the victim. A failed attempt to extort money from the victim led to the dog's eventual release. He has been returned to the victim's family. Police are waiting for a full interview with the victim for a detailed description of the attackers. Mayor David Miller's $43,000 campaign to save Transit City has fallen on deaf ears. The Save Transit City campaign was designed to force the provincial government to reinstate the $4 billion that was cut from the 2010 budget. Only 1,800 calls, or 2% of the daily volume, were angry commuters calling Service Ontario about the budget cut, reports the Toronto Sun. The campaign included audio messages in TTC stations at 10-minute intervals, posters lining the walls, and information pamphlets. Nana Yaw has been sentenced to life without possibility of parole for 20 years after he was found guilty of murdering his common-law wife and her brother. Yaw forced the other brother to watch as he slaughtered his two victims and then violated the female corpse. The murders occurred on Christmas 2007 in the couple's Toronto apartment. An argument in the kitchen started a 36-hour nightmare for Thomas Zoas, who watched his sister and brother die. Yaw pleaded guilty to two counts of second-degree murder of Lois, 22, and Jamie, 14, and the aggravated assault against Thomas. A local Scarborough community is opposing new wind turbines by the city. Observer Radio News' Emily Hunter has more.
At first glance, a tide washes up along the shoreline. Beyond is a blue calm haze where sky meets the Ontario Lake. This is the view John Stamen wakes up to every day from his home overlooking the Scarborough Bluffs, a view he is willing to fight for, even if that means the end of new wind power in the city. With the new wind turbines planned offshore the bluffs, Stamen says green energy will change the landscape for the worse.
The Scarborough Bluff is almost like a tourist area. If you go to on weekends to Bluffers Park, you can't get in. There's so many people there who would like to have a picnic there and walk around, enjoy the area. You're going to put a bunch of turbines in there, nobody shows up anymore, and then you spoil the whole area.
Stamen says wind turbines need to be stopped in their tracks. He's part of a growing opposition in the Gilwood community that want to end the proposed 100 wind turbines off the bluffs. They fear the turbines will not only affect the view, but also fish habitat and human health from noise. But Mayor David Miller says there is no such health effects to humans.
It's quite clear from all of the studies around the world that there aren't negative health impacts from wind turbines, but issues about the appearance off the bluffs and fish habitat are legitimate, and those need to be addressed, but we don't even know if we'll get that far because it all depends on the amount of wind.
Mayor Miller says the city is only at the testing stage with the proposed bluff wind turbines, testing for wind capacity. If the tests show little wind generation, the community could have their wish after all, to end the plans for offshore wind turbines. For now, the wind battle swings on. Emily Hunter, Observer Radio News.
And that's the latest news. Now, here's Sarah DeMille with the scoreboard in sports.
Thanks, Caitlin, and hi, everyone. Ottawa refused to go quietly in last night's Pens versus Sens battle. Ottawa's Matt Karkner, scored 7 minutes and 6 seconds into third overtime to give the Senators a 4-3 victory over the Pittsburgh Penguins, forcing a sixth game in the Eastern Conference Series. Karkner blasted a shot from the point past both Pittsburgh's Cook and Fleury and into the Pens' net, ending the longest game of this NHL season and his first goal of the postseason. You can catch Game 6 at Ottawa Saturday night at 7. Major League Baseball is coming to PlayStation 3. Sony Corporation announced Wednesday its plans to stream live out-of-market MLB games to the PS3 gaming consoles over the internet through the league's MLB TV subscription service. Sony is preparing a software update for the console that will allow PS3 owners in North America to stream the videos, reports the Toronto Star. For an annual fee, customers using the PlayStation Network online service will have access to the MLB TV package that already exists, which includes hundreds of baseball games. The package, meant to expand Sony's online offerings and catch the attention of users other than the usual gamer crowd, is already accessible on some mobile phones and web streaming devices. Hockey Canada, Skate Canada, Tennis Canada, and now Golf Canada, the Royal Canadian Golf Association is shedding its stuffy image with a makeover and a name change. Known as Golf Canada, the organization says it wants to better connect with Canadian golfers, the Toronto Star reports. A new membership program, crucial to the growth of the organization, aims to draw in new members by offering sports to casual golfers and funding junior and amateur programs. Tonight, you can catch the Jays at Tampa Bay. The game begins at 7:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and in the NHL, Montreal's in Washington tonight at 7 p.m. And that's all from the world of sports. Stay with us after the break when Rishma Lucknoth will have all the buzz in entertainment.
Kind of a hopeless romantic. My husband, he's just kind of hopeless. But I discovered a surefire way to get him to bring me flowers. All I do is call him up at his office at about 10 o'clock in the morning and say, "Hi, honey, do you know what today is?" Silence. Then I'll say, "You don't know?" "Uh-huh," he says. Then I go, "Well, I don't want to talk to you until you can tell me what today is." And I hang up. Then, just when he's ready to go home, I call him and say, "If you don't know what today is, maybe you can remember to pick me up some potatoes at Winn-Dixie on the way home." Potatoes are right next to the flowers. It never fails. He walks in the door with a sack of potatoes, a bouquet of flowers, and says, "Honey, I'm sorry. I just can't remember what today is." So I tell him, "It's Tuesday."
Thanks, Sarah. ABBA is coming to the Princess of Wales Theatre. Well, their top hits, that is. The national tour of Mamma Mia, the musical featuring songs from the pop group, is starting its Toronto run on April 8th. Mamma Mia has been on stage since 1999 and tells the story of a single mother who's having a difficult time dealing with her daughter getting married. Also coming to the stage is Rock of Ages, which features the music of big hair rock and roll stars from the 80s. The show will take the stage of the Royal Alexandra Theatre on May 1st. Kick-Ass tops the North American box office in its opening weekend with a total gross of $19.83 million. The film stars Aaron Johnson and Nicolas Cage, and is based on the comic by the same name. Kick-Ass scored a 77% on RottenTomatoes.com, which definitely makes it one to see. To end the week off on a funny bone, Craig Ferguson will be at the Massey Hall tonight at 7 to split a few sides with one of his touring comedy shows. And the Second City continues its run of Second City for Mayor, a political farce in the current Toronto mayoral election. That's all in entertainment. Let's throw it back to Caitlin for the wrap.
Thanks, Rishma. And that's all the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening. Enjoy the weather and have a great day.